with the medical marijuana, I was flabbergasted that there was no real resource A, B, and C, and this is how you do it. What I liken it to is like, oh, you need chemo. Now, go figure it out.
Kate Murphy is a cancer patient who sought relief from the nausea of chemotherapy. She found it in medical marijuana, which has been available in Massachusetts for more than 4 years. A 2017 study in Washington State, where cannabis is legal, finds that a quarter of cancer patients use cannabis to help with physical and psychological symptoms. Today in our series, This Moment in Cancer, Karen Weintraub reports that large numbers of cancer patients in Massachusetts are also turning to cannabis, but there's a stunning lack of medical supervision over the type and dosage of cannabis they're using.
Chemotherapy left Kate Murphy feeling terrible.
They give you pills that'll help take some of the nausea away, but for the most part, I felt nauseous 24/7.
After losing 15 pounds from her already slim frame, she remembered what a fellow cancer patient had told her while she was waiting for her first dose of chemotherapy. Make sure you get some medical marijuana. Scientific research supports the idea that cannabis can treat the nausea of cancer therapy, in addition to some types of cancer-related pain. But only about 1% of the doctors in Massachusetts hold a license to prescribe it. And there hasn't been much interest among cancer care providers in cannabis. Last June, the Massachusetts Medical Society approved a new online curriculum on medical marijuana. 6 months later, only 27 medical professionals had taken the section on cancer care and cannabis. For Kate Murphy, a 50-year-old mother of three from Lexington with stage 2 breast cancer, it was a struggle to find someone to help her navigate the medical marijuana system.
In terms of figuring out what to get and what kind of marijuana there is, there's more to it than you can ever imagine.
Murphy asked her oncologist at Mount Auburn Hospital in Cambridge if it was okay for her to use marijuana. The doctor didn't say no, but didn't offer any further advice. And Murphy says she got no help from patient advocates or nurses either.
They said, yes, you can look into it, but I felt sad because you're so lost and you're so sick, and this is so not your area of expertise, that it was very upsetting to me to not get direction one way or the other.
Murphy ended up getting advice from Dr. Jordan Tischler. Tischler owns and operates InhaleMD, two Boston area medical marijuana clinics. He says he has cancer patients referred to him by the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and the Mass General Cancer Center. Both Dana-Farber and Mass General told WBUR they had no experts on staff to speak with us. Tischler explains that medical centers, particularly those that take federal funding, are in a tight spot because federal law still classifies cannabis as an illegal drug.
Most of those institutions are prohibited and or afraid of the prohibitions from the federal government, and so have opted not to pursue this within their domain.
Last week, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions threw another wrench into the system by deciding to resume enforcing federal laws against marijuana, even in states where it's now legal. It's not clear yet what, if anything, that will do to Massachusetts's medical marijuana system. Here in the Commonwealth, state-licensed medical marijuana dispensaries are the intermediaries between doctors and patients. Dispensaries offer a huge range of cannabis products, from vaporizers to gummies, at various doses and strengths. But Tischler warns his cancer patients against getting advice on cannabis, either from the internet, which he says is loaded with misinformation, or from the counter folks at the dispensaries, who are not allowed under state law to give medical advice.
Fundamentally, they're salespeople. Their level of training, I often say, is about the level of a Starbucks barista. So I tell patients, look, if you wouldn't ask your coffee guy about your health, probably you shouldn't ask these guys either.
The good news, Tischler says, is that cannabis is generally very safe. He recommends that cancer patients buy their marijuana from a dispensary because the state's inspections ensure a safe, consistent product. The worst side effect for most patients, he says, is an unwanted feeling of getting high when they've taken too much. Norton Arbeles is Director of Government Affairs for New England Treatment Access, which grows and dispenses medical marijuana. At the Netta Dispensary in Brookline, housed in an old bank building, Arbeles says his staff's goal is to educate patients, in part by offering anecdotes from previous patients' experiences.
We're not here to give medical advice. We're here to educate people about our products, and certainly the information that the physician gives is paramount. What we can say is we have heard from other patients that a particular modality, such as a vaporized or a topical or a pill form, has helped this particular type of condition.
And Arbelez says that medical marijuana's relative safety means patients can afford to be a little imprecise about the kind of marijuana they use and how much they get.
There is some room here for the patient themselves to experiment and to see what works particularly for them.
In the end, that's what Kate Murphy did, experiment. She tried a few joints and smoked a few times with a pipe. She spent a total of $700, none of it covered by insurance, including Dr. Tischler's out-of-pocket fee, a $50 state license, and the cost of the cannabis. But Murphy says just a few months of occasional smoking made a big difference.
For the first time in probably, 6 months, so I could eat. My husband remembers he came home and I was like actually up instead of lying around thinking about how sick I felt all the time. But I was up and cooking, which was not anything that, that I had done since I hadn't felt well.
Murphy stopped smoking when her chemo ended a year and a half ago. She's now cancer-free. She says she wishes patients didn't have to work so hard to get the information they need about medical marijuana. And she has no regrets about having used it herself. For 90.9 WBUR, this is Karen Weintraub.
You can find more information about medical marijuana and cancer, as well as all of the stories in our This Moment in Cancer series on our website, WBUR.org. Tomorrow, our series continues with a report on the sky-high cost of one of the latest and most promising cancer drug treatments.
The problem is, should a drug for cancer cost $500,000,